He whirled. Lightning danced across his armor.
Daniel, calm down! Listen to me!
She caught his arms and grappled with him, her armor shielding her from the electric arcs that danced across it.
It's a berserker mode! The armor's overloading your nervous system, making you crazy! You need to phase it out!
To her surprise, Tempest forced her to her knees. Then, kicked her in the chest. Caprice flew back and crashed into her motorcycle.
Aww, not baby again. Daniel, please stop! I know I say follow your passion, but not like this! Face that!
Caprice snatched the staff out of phase space, hoping it would serve as a lightning rod and prevent further property damage. It worked, but the lightning surged over her armor, which can only block so much of its heat. Error messages flashed across her visor. Could Tempest actually become the first person to break Caprice's Ensheen? How much more vacuum energy could he channel into lightning before his new mode reached its limits? As Tempest stomped toward her, Caprice decided that was her only option, to fight back with all her might until she knocked him out of Rising Thunder mode.
It's for your own good, big brother! No punch!
The blow to his breastplate skidded him back to hit the retaining wall, but it barely phased him. The plate she'd struck glowed and phased out, but a replacement materialized even as he charged her again. She dropped her staff and caught his arm and shoulder to redirect the momentum of his clumsy lunge, but his arms swung out wildly and knocked her back. She barely retained her footing. Tempest was on her before she knew it, his reflexes astonishingly fast. As Caprice braced herself against his electrically charged punches, she feared what the adrenaline would do to his unenhanced metabolism if she couldn't end this quickly. Yet her punches in return had little effect. Caprice Unbound was probably stronger than Tempest Rising Thunder, but his fury was far greater, his restraint non-existent.